Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Wow. Happy Mother's Day. I tell you what, the people are very creative about sending messages through the video and things of that nature. They just have so much creativity. And you know where creativity comes from? It comes from God. He is the very one who is the creator. And if there's anything that's created, as far as anything that we enjoy and all, God is doing all the creating. And I remember this thing one time about it was a little joke that there was an argument between God and the devil, and he said, the devil said, well, you know, I can do anything you can do, you know, matter of fact, I may even do it better. And the God just looked at him and said, now, remember, this is a joke, this is a little tale. And God just looked at him and said, well, let's just make man. Let's just see how good we can make man. And the devil said, okay, I'm up for that challenge. So he reaches down and reaches for some dirt. And God says, oh, no. Get your own dirt. So he's not a creator. He tries to duplicate a lot of things, but he's not a creator. You know, start out with that little bit of a funny. But I want to talk to you today about your higher calling concerning becoming someone God can trust. You know, and that's very important that we do develop into that, into a people that God trusts. Our first step was humility. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we need to learn humility and how to be a humble person in everything that we do. And step two was being faithful to obey. In other words, having faithfulness in our life that God, that others and God can depend upon, will be showing forth our ability to be trusted by God. Now, really, the only thing we can do is what he allows us to do and empowers us to do. And but anyway, there's five tests to faithfulness. You can go back last week, and look at that. But step three today is what we're going to be talking about. So first is humility, second is faithfulness, and the third one today is going to be spiritual maturity. It's about growing up. You know, so we need to be a people who grows up. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to start out with some of the favorite passages that I enjoy in the Bible. And it's in Romans chapter 12. It says this, I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. And I'm going to stop just for a moment. Dancing, the dancers just did a beautiful job in worship. And they present their bodies and the flow of their arms and how they present themselves to God. And they're using their bodies to worship God as a sacrifice. And I really do appreciate what they do. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Here, now listen to this. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, he starts out with we are people that's created to worship. You're created to worship. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, there's a certain thing inside you that God put into you to want to worship. You may not worship God, but you're worshiping something. So, but God puts in you the want to in worship. But I really like the Phillips translation of this verse, verse 2. It says, do not let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold you and your minds within you so that you may prove in practice, see, this is the growing up part, prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. Are you proving in practice and your behavior that the plan that God has for you is a good plan? Boy, that's a powerful verse of scripture. It really is. And it meets all his demands. Your living meets all his demands in your practice because you're not being conformed by the world. You're not being molded by all the stuff that you see on TV, all the stuff that the world wants you to believe and wants you to come into maturity concerning their way of life. See, that's not maturity at all. You know, but he goes on and he says, you meet his demands and you move forward the goal of true maturity. So that's great. Now, the another one, same verses in the Message translation, and I love this too. Here's what it says. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, going to work, and walking around life. How many of you have a walking around life? You know, we can't get out a whole lot now, you know, but you have to walk around sometimes in your house. But hey, you're walking around life. And place it before God as an offering. In other words, everything that you're doing, place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become, here it comes, don't become so well adjusted to your culture. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Boy, I can think of times where I did that. You know, without even thinking, I look around and said, man, what am I doing? Why am I here? What am I doing this for? So he said, don't get so well adjusted to your culture. See, you're light, you're salt. You're to be the difference. You're to make the difference. Love God, love people, make a difference. You're to make the difference in society and in culture. He said, don't be so well adjusted to your culture and fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed, watch this, you'll be changed from the inside out. That makes all the difference in the world. Have you ever tried to change some things on your own and it didn't work sometimes? Most of the time it doesn't work, but God says, if you'll just focus your attention on me, you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Recognize what it is that God wants and quickly respond to it. See, that is the way to not be molded by the culture or by the world that's around you. And that's your world. The world that's around you is the world that you live in. And it has its ways of wanting to make us be something that God never intended for us to be. You know, and then we grow into that instead of growing into what God wants us to do. He said, unlock the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. See, God says, you know, that the level of maturity that the world has, that they call mature, God says that's immature. That's immature. He said, you follow the world, you'll be dragged down to their level of immaturity, even though they say it's maturity. God brings the best out of you and develops well-defined maturity within you. And God wants us to grow up. We ask this question about why is maturing, why is growing up spiritually, why is that so important? You know, let me ask you this. Why is it so important for you to grow up physically? You know, if you looked around and you saw someone that is 20 years old, still wearing diapers and still having a bottle and still having a blanket, security blanket, he's 20 years old walking around, you would think, that's odd. That is strange. As a matter of fact, that isn't normal to the world. Well, it isn't normal in the kingdom of God for you and I to be born again 20 years and 20 years ago, and then 20 years later, we're still on the bottle. We're still walking around with an immaturity in us that we can't be trusted by God to do the things that he had put us on this earth to be able to do. That's the reason growing and transformation, this thing about be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, we have to get our thinking and our thought process in line with what God is thinking and how we should be living. And, you know, because thinking will produce your actions. You know, but it is important because transformation, this growth produces character. Character is important, do you think? Let me tell you something that you can destroy with your character what you have built with your gift. Your gifting may have built a lot of different things, but your character has the capacity to destroy all of that. Why? Because they're looking not at just necessarily what you're saying and what you're building, but what you're doing, how you're living. You know, so that's why maturity and growing up is so important. I call it like You know, somebody asked me once before, so where are you at in your life right now? I mean, it's been recent. Somebody asked me, so where are you in your life right now? I said, I'm in the pit. And so I said, why? And he said, why are you in the pit? I'm a person in training. I'm a person in transformation. I'm a person that's in the process of transforming. You know, and we are to become more and more like Christ in all of our living. In our growing up, we become more and more like him in our behavior and in our thinking and what we do, what we say. You know, but God is always doing things that in our life, isn't it something that God is involved not just in your salvation, but also in your growth? How do I know that? I get into situations sometimes that I'm looking at, how in the world am I going to get out of this? What in the world? Why is this even touching my life? You know, and God, all you look around and all of a sudden it's God that is orchestrating some things in your life that you will have to depend upon him in a way that you've never depended upon him before. And you'll see things about God in certain situations that you've never seen before in the situation that you're in. And but see, that's what he uses to grow us up. Because if we're not going to be able to be humble and be able to be faithful in the midst of difficult times, we're not going to grow up to begin with. And God wants us to grow up. God wants us to be a strong people. God wants us to be a people who are steadily after him, and our character is being developed. So you may be one that's been saved, born again for quite a while, but your growth process has not been the way it needs to be. You can make that change. Because I want to tell you something. God does not, when it comes to you, God does not measure time. He measures growth. You might have been saved 10 years ago. You might have been in the kingdom for 10 years. But he's not going to measure, 10 years. He's going to measure the growth that has happened in the 10 years. Timing of God is more important than time. The timing of God is more important than time. And God does not measure the time with you. He already knows the time with you. He measures your growth. Now, when I stop and think about that, I want God to measure me and look at me and see how much I have grown and to see how much that I've followed him with humility and I've been faithful to obey what he wants me to do. And then at the same time, I'm growing to the place that I'm growing up where I can be used of him in greater ways than I'm currently being used. How many of you, when you think about it, you really want to be a person of impact, a person who impacts others for God, to influence people for God. If you want influence in the kingdom, we talked about it the last week about the faithfulness, how it broadens your influence because you're faithful in the little thing. He said, I'll make you ruler. I'll give you great influence over 10 cities. No matter where you go, you have an influence. You have a voice. But we cannot. Sometimes we allow our salvation to be reduced to an event, a happening. It's good to know when you were born again. It's good to know when you were saved. It's good to know when you allowed Christ to come into your life and said yes to him. It's good to know when that was. I was 8 years old when that happened. In a church in Holly Springs, South Carolina, at VBS. I remember it. It was it's just as real to me today as this is real for me today standing before you. Now, have I always been where I am today? Absolutely not. I started out like a baby, just like all of us do, like an infant. But in the process of learning the ways of God and the word of God, you begin to grow from being a baby to being a child. You know, and then sometimes as children, sometimes we just mess up. Sometimes being born again, we mess up. We lose our way. We disobey. We don't do what God wants us to do. Sometimes we don't do what our parents want us to do. But in all of that, God is at work working inside you the ability to grow up as you learn what not to do and learn what you need to do in following him. But we cannot allow our salvation to become just an event. It did happen. It was an event. But it is rather, instead, it is a life to be lived. Not an event that just happened and it's over. No, that event, when it did happen, that day when it did happen, gave you a brand new way of looking at things. It gave you a brand new life. You became a new creation, a new creature, to be able to have the Spirit of God living inside you, to be able to grow into the fullness of who he is. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but in just a few minutes. But I don't have much time. But here's another verse that's over in Hebrews chapter 5. This is what it says. Though by this time, here we go, by this time, this is Hebrews 5:12. Though by this time, so there's that time thing again. By this time, what time? What should happen by this? By this time, you ought to have been teachers. By this time, you should have grown from where you were to be able to be a teacher of what God. And that doesn't mean that you have to be a Sunday school teacher. It doesn't mean that you're a person that has grown enough that you can teach others about God, that you can share your life about God. By this time, you ought to have been teachers. But you need, again, someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. See, that's immaturity. You can't give a baby solid food. You just can't. You know, I remember one time Scott was real little and I was eating, and I was going to put some of the solid food in his mouth, and he was a little baby. I mean, he's not even toddling. And Brenda said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm giving him something." She said, "He cannot eat that. He's not old enough to eat that." You know, so I said, "Oh, okay. So that's how much I knew about raising babies. You know, but I had to learn how to raise babies. I had to learn how to do diapers. For all you people that got, especially you fathers, especially you dads, if you have trouble changing diapers, I got a trick for you. I mean, I got the answer for you. Back then we had cloth diapers. And Brent said, you need to help me. You need to, and I tried, it was one of those little bad job diapers. And it was like, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I don't know that I can do it. I tried a clothespin, that was not going to work. You know, so I said, what can I do? I know I need to help her. So I got a cloth diaper folded in a triangle, and I got some Brute aftershave lotion. And I doused that thing with aftershave lotion and tied it around my head, and I said, all right, Scott. So I changed that baby. I didn't smell nothing but Brute. So all I smell. I got through with that diaper. I mean, I slid him over and I said, all right, who's next? I mean, I found a way. So guys, you may want to try that if you don't like it too much. But you have to learn and you have to adapt to be able to do the things, and that's growth, it really is. So don't always be on milk, he said, because if you are, the only people that partakes of milk only are not, they are not accustomed to the word of righteousness. In other words, you're not accustomed to the right living that God wants you to do because you're a baby. But solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, they have their senses trained to discern good and evil. I'm telling you, if there's ever a time, we need our senses trained to discern good and evil, it is today. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, the Bible here says that we do that by practicing righteousness. We practice the thing that God has told us to do. Do you know we're all in rehearsal? We really are. We're all in rehearsal, learning how to grow up, learning how to become mature, learning how to be the men and women that we should be, that the whole earth is groaning to see. And we're in this process. So we're in a dress rehearsal. We are. Why? Because we're practicing. We're practicing how to live this Christian life with God living it for us. inside us. And in the process of doing that, my Bible says that my senses, my ability to have the feel, the touch, the smell, and the see, and the hear, my senses can be trained to discern that's good, that's evil. You know, because we're in a time now where they call evil good and good evil. So if we don't have our senses trained, if we don't grow up into this and practice the truth that we know and grow up in it, we will not be able to discern what it is, and we'll be swept away. One more. There's several passages that I want to give you, but my time is running out. But I'll say this. What hinders me from growing? What hinders me from growing? Well, Luke 8 tells you a little bit about that. Luke 8, 11 through 15, it talks about the parable of the seed and the sower. And it says, these seeds that are sown by the roadside, that's hardness. It's hardness. These seeds that are sown by the roadside, the seeds by the roadside, are those who have heard the word, but the devil comes and takes away the word from the heart. Hardness does not allow the word to penetrate. If you're hard about something, and sometimes hardness develops when we're unforgiving. We develop a hardness, and we're bitter. We develop a hardness. So hardness prevents the word from giving entrance to who we are, because it said the enemy easily blows it away, comes and snatches it away so it doesn't enter your heart. So hardness is number one that stops you from growing. Second thing, it's in verse 13, and those seed that fall by the soil, fall into rocky soil, when they hear it, they receive the word with joy. This is shallowness. The rocky soil is the shallowness. In other words, the seed is able to enter the ground and it's received. Oh, great, man, that was a great word. That was great. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I loved hearing that. That was awesome. It was just awesome. I love it. I love it. And you receive it with joy. But if it's in shallow ground, because the hidden things underneath that we don't really want to mess with are down there waiting. And it's the shallowness that happens, and it's received with joy, but it says this, it has found no root. While they believe for a while, it has no root, but they believe for a while, but then a time of temptation, a time of difficulty, a time of trials will come up, and they will fall away. Why? Because the root is not deep. That stops your growth. This thing about the hiddenness of things in our life that we really don't want to talk about, really don't want to bring up, really don't want to be set free from. See, that's strongholds that's underneath. Everything else looks fine, but it's strongholds that's underneath. But see, God wants every one of those gone if we're going to be able to grow up. So hardness of heart is one thing that stops. A shallowness, in other words, you'll get the word and you'll have it with joy, but soon as it's tested, soon as you're tested, oops, I got to go back to plan B. I remember counseling one time and that they came in and said, we really want to know what we're supposed to do. And I gave them exactly, that's out of the Bible, what they're supposed to do. And this guy looked at me and he said, is there a plan B? Is there another way? I said, no, there's not another way. This is the best thing for you because it's God's word. You know, so shallowness. And then the third thing he says here, the seed falls among thorns, and those that have heard the word, and they go their way, but they're choked. What do you mean they're choked? What do you mean choked? It says, worries, riches, and the pleasures of this life. Worries, riches, in other words, possessions, the worries, possessions and the pleasures, not pleasures of life, but pleasures of this life, the worldly life. He said, it will cause you, and it says it will cause you to bring no fruit to maturity. You will not be able to grow up. So when you look at this passage and you say, well, have I got anything hardness? You know, you have some people that says I'm not going to church. I'm not going to do that. Well, you have a hard heart. You have a hardness toward, see, if you have a hardness toward, watch this, if you have a hardness toward church, church is not a building. Church is a people. But if you have a hardness toward church, if you have a hardness toward the people, you have a hardness toward God. I know you'll argue with that, but it's a false argument because we are the body of Christ on this earth. Boy, I'll just let that sink in. God really wants us to grow up, love one another, be humble. And he wants us to be faithful and faithful to obey. Then he wants us to be able to grow up. Man, I wished I was further along in this Christian walk than I currently am. But I'm on my way. I'm still on my way. You know, so God lets us understand that we're in this world. We go through these trials. We go through these difficulties. But he is bringing us through these things in order for us to become more and more like him. Over in Ephesians, it says this. Ephesians chapter 4 said, he gave some apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the service. The work of the service is to be done by the saints, by all of us, not just the preachers, not just the leadership. We have a job to train you to do it, to the building up of Christ. When? Until we all attain. This is a growth. Until we all attain the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man. This is something, as an individual, we become this, but collectively, this power comes and said, we become a mature man, a mature person, to the measure and the stature that belongs to the fullness of Christ. Watch this, and we're going to be closing. Watch this. As a result, what is the result of me growing up and becoming a mature person? As a result, here it is. We will no longer be children. Boy, that's great. It didn't say we'll no longer be childlike. We'll always remain, but we will no longer be children. We'll no longer act like kids. We will be growing up. We'll no longer be children, tossed here and there by every wave that comes, everything that comes by. You know, another virus, another disease, another sickness. We're not a people tossed by that. Do you hear me? We're not tossed by that. Why? Because we're becoming more and more mature. Now, if we're immature, that's going to affect us and our ability to be able to speak faith to other people, to be able to help other people. No longer children, tossed here and there by waves, nor will we be carried about by every wind of doctrine that blows through, and watch this, and the trickery of men. See, this is a result. You won't be susceptible to the trickery of men. Now, listen, there's a lot of trickery of men that's going on now. Not just about, you know, there are some things out there about doctrines that are not really God. And we don't need to fall prey to that. But there's trickery of men that's in our media. There's trickery of men that's in government. And we need to, and it says that, and you won't be carried about by the trickery of men. You won't be carried about by the craftiness and deceitful scheming. Boy, is any of that going on? Absolutely. So here it is. He says, you will not fall prey to any of this when you're growing up. But if you stay as a baby, you're going to be susceptible to everything here that he talked about. And he doesn't want that. That's the reason he's leading people into growing into him, growing up, becoming mature, hearing his word, doing his word. He said, and by speaking the truth, you'll grow up into all aspects of who he is. Ephesians tells us this, be strong in the Lord. We're first in the Lord, but he says, be strong in the Lord. That means grow up in the Lord. You're already in him, but he says, be strong, grow up in him. Why does he want us to do that? Because there's a spiritual battle that he wants us to fight. Well, I don't want anything to do with a spiritual battle. You signed up for the wrong kingdom. The kingdom of God suffers violence. You have to understand, he said he wants us to be able to do what? So we will be able to stand by putting on the armor, growing up, being strong in him, that we may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy, of the devil. Do you think the enemy has schemes and plans for you to be killed, stolen from, and destroyed? That's what the Bible says. That's what he's all about. He wants to kill you, he wants to steal from you, and he wants to destroy you. He wants to make you completely ineffective in your life. But see, God says, I want you to stand, but you're going to have to grow up in me to be able to take a stand against the plan that the enemy has for you. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is a spiritual battle. And the more we recognize that, he goes on and he says, so take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything you can do, stand firm. You know, so it's that thing of having your heart that has been tugged on by the Lord. You received him, you know him, you've been born again. And those of you that have not grown, and maybe you've just wanted the milk. You know, there's a passage in the Bible that talks about, you know, you're wanting all the elementary things taught to you of God, all the elementary over and over and over. It's time for you to go press on. It's over in Hebrews. It's time for you to press on to maturity. You don't leave what you've learned. You take it with you, but you don't always have to be taught the elementary things. See, that's the milk. That's the milk. He wants us to grow beyond the milk, eat the meat, eat the solid food, and become the people that he wants us to become, because there's a battle that's raging, and he's calling each one of us this higher calling. I want to trust you with more as you enter and engage this thing, because he's going to give us far beyond what we've ever imagined, thought, or dreamed about. And it's all going to be because of him. We're going to be a glorious people, mature, grown to full stature in the fullness of who he is. And we're in the process of we're still in the pit. We're still a people in training. We're still a people that's in the transition of not being conformed by the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. I ask you, Lord, that you would just, by the Spirit of God, take this, sow it in your people's lives, and Lord, and speak to those that do not even know you, Lord, that they will have a desire to come to you. And God, I pray that we will answer the call to grow up. We will answer the call to be humble. We'll answer the call to be faithful. And in the process of doing that, you will entrust us with the true riches of your kingdom in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Again, happy Mother's Day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.